Well, Christian, as we start out looking what's happening market-wise, you and I were just chatting about this, and it seems like we've kind of stepped away from the focus of what's happening not only locally grain and market-wise, but obviously over in South America and their markets, to what's happening with the euro and Greece and all those issues. It seems like we've kind of pulled away from our fundamentals when it comes to watching what happens on the board.
Yeah, and you know, we'll try and get back to our fundamentals on Wednesday morning when the USDA has the report, but for today and over the weekend, I think what you're going to see is a lot of focus again back on the EU and the Greece situation. And they have a confidence vote later today and see kind of how that plays out, and then to see what happens, you know, with the Prime Minister and how that all works out. But it seems like, you know, that's been kind of a back and forth type of situation, where one day it should be resolved, next day not so much, and you've got a lot of issues involved, so kind of hard to predict how it's going to play out. But if we do get back to the fundamentals of, say, the corn, beans, and the wheat market, is the fact that, you know, we will have that USDA report, but we'll also seeing that, you know, the demand, especially coming from ethanol plants and livestock, has been really good. The exports yesterday weren't the best for corn, but in all honesty, they're more than what we needed to reach USDA's expectations. So what I would say to that report that's coming up on Wednesday is the USDA has probably cut enough of the usage for corn that they probably won't cut a whole lot more. On the beans, I wouldn't be surprised, though, to see a reduction there in exports. But we are heating up at the Gulf a little bit, and we're heating up at a lot of processors to where I think your demand will pick up. In the short term, USDA could lower the exports on beans, but in the long term, I think we're going to get a lot of that business back.
Do you think, when we look at, for example, the wheat, I know Vietnam made some purchases Vietnam bought some wheat from Australia. Do you think it's going to come a point that they may come back looking at us?
Well, I think so. You know, the interesting thing on the wheat market is technically we've held kind of what we needed to hold. And other countries are starting to firm up. And right now they have the advantage over us in the export market. But, you know, Egypt the last, 3 weeks they've bought in purchases. And each time they've bought in lately, the price has gone higher. So we're going to get more and more competitive as we go along here. And like I said, you know, if this was a really poor market, we would be below $6 in Chicago December wheat. And we're not. We're actually at $6.31. And actually putting together a decent week here on the wheat market. So from that standpoint, we're holding what we need to hold, and as we move forward, I wouldn't be surprised if we start to get some of that business down the road because everyone else's wheat prices are working higher. And we're going to close probably lower for the week in Chicago while other countries are going to close higher.
Well, speaking of some strength, I know this week as we look to the livestock market, seeing cattle trade on a Tuesday and kind of hold the market is not something we've been used to.
Not something we've been used to. It was interesting because at the time the markets were going down real hard that day, completely turned them around. Now you got December cattle close to their old highs. It's been an amazing turnaround. I mean, ever since, you know, you turned the calendar to November, you started out really weak. And now you're at 125. So strong move. But we knew that there had to be adjustment to the futures, you know, from where the cash was. But the cash jumped really fast, and the futures got pulled with it. We got some good news out of Japan, which was good as well. I think this is a level, though, where you're going to see people looking at putting on hedges, and rightfully so. And then to take us higher, we're going to need probably some help from the outside markets.
And for these hogs, they kind of been limping along a little bit.
Yeah, you know, seasonally we usually do turn a little bit lower here. We're kind of in the lower end of the range, so things are a little concerning from that standpoint. Cash and cutouts have pretty much been down all week here. Movement has actually been pretty good, which is a good sign, but things seem to be slowing down. I think people are really waiting to see, you know, next week we should get what the exports were, you know, on a monthly standpoint, want to see if those export numbers are keeping up there because that's one of the strongest demand factors we have right now for hogs.
Got to admit, though, we've been spoiled.
We have been very spoiled, yes.